In September 1939, the German Reich and the Soviet Union started the war. They divided Central and Eastern Europe into two parts. The border of the two totalitarianisms ran through the middle of Poland. General Władysław Anders rescued more than 100,000 Polish soldiers and civilians from Soviet captivity and set out on the battle trail for the freedom of Poland and Europe. On the Italian peninsula, more than 40,000 Polish soldiers under General Anders' command took part in the Italian campaign to liberate Europe from German Nazism. The task of capturing Monte Cassino was entrusted to General Anders and the soldiers of the 2nd Polish Corps. After a long siege and heavy fighting, the Polish 2nd Corps, in the ranks of the 8th British Army, broke through the Gustav Line. The way to the liberation of Rome was opened.
Soldiers of the Polish 2nd Corps, if it were up to me, whom I were to have under my command, I would choose you, the Poles. Respect to you.
The Institute of National Remembrance recalls the combat trail of the 2nd Corps fighting on the fronts of the Second World War, the Trails of Hope. The Odyssey of Freedom project follows the paths of Polish soldiers and civilians who are heading for their beloved homeland. Honor and glory to all the heroes who took part in defeating German totalitarianism, but were not given the chance to return to a free Poland. Although communism fell in Europe more than 30 years ago, we are still struggling against new forms of totalitarianisms.
Soldiers, let the lion awake in your heart. We march ahead with the holy motto of God, honor, homeland in our hearts. Remembering Germany's bandit attack against Poland, the German-Soviet partitions of Poland, the thousands of ruined towns and cities, the murders and tortures inflicted on hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters, the millions of Poles deported to Germany as slaves, the plight and sorrow of our country, our suffering in exile, with the faith in the justice of divine providence.